And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Thursday to you. Thanks for spending 30 minutes of your Thursday to join us. I only have about 60 seconds here for an intro here today. You're going to hear this, the rest of the sermon that I just started yesterday. We're wrapping up the book of Colossians. We're in chapters 3 and 4. We started with Paul's instructions to families. Husbands, wives, fathers for the most part, then some to children, and some to a verse given to even slave owners. Now we're going to wrap this up here today. I invite you to church this weekend. Pastor Darren is preaching. His sermon's going to come out of the Gospel of Mark. Bring him to me. If you remember when the Lord Jesus came down from the mountain into the demon-possessed valley, met a man who was demon-possessed, the disciples were unable to heal him. That, I believe, is his launching point for this sermon this weekend, Sunday morning, 10:30. Love to see you. I'll start the book of Hebrews the following week. But here and now, let's get into this message here now. We're in Colossians chapter 4. Last group here is bondservants, doulos. Back then, this was a slave. Verse 22, New American Standard, slaves. In all things, obey those who are your masters on earth, not with external service or eye service, as those who merely please men, but with sincerity of heart, fear in the Lord. Verse 23, and whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Look, no matter what your position is in life, do all that you do unto him with all of your gusto, and not only unto men, no matter who you are or no matter what your vocation is. It doesn't matter what you do. Whatever you do, do it unto the Lord. Be it janitor, professional fisherman, or a newspaper delivery person. That's what I did. Matter of fact, that's what I did even when I was the pastor of this church. I was out on the streets throwing newspapers because I was broke and because I needed to eat. Bad habit. You find old Esposito out here in the streets of Merritt Island chucking newspapers at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll never forget the day I was crawling around in the bushes outside of Hooters restaurant at 3 o'clock in the morning, trying to get a newspaper out of the bushes due to a bad throw on my part. But can't you just see the headlines in the newspaper the next day? Pastor Paul found prowling around outside of Hooters in the dead of night. Why? I'll tell you why, because I took this verse literal. That's why. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. No one can say, oh yeah, he sees what I do. Even at 3 in the morning, I could have drove away and left that newspaper hanging in the bushes, and I probably got motion sickness. Should I go or should I stay? Should I stay or should I go now? I said, you know what? No one is looking, and I got to do this right. I am out here at 3 in the morning, and I am going to give honor to God with all that I do, no matter what time it is and no matter who is watching. Because it says it's pleasing to God. Then when that's pleasing to God, you see, then you start this flow going again of operating in the Spirit of God. And this is the place where you end up, where you see all of your prayers get answered. When you start flowing like this, doing everything under the Lord, keeping His commands, doing what He says. Do it unto Him, the man in the glory, and not unto men, or only unto men. And let my very own testimony serve as a witness to the men and women who reap a benefit from me doing the right thing. I hope that's someone. Now, for this matter, you wives can also reap the same kind of benefit as well. Back to 1 Peter now, chapter 3. Let me read one verse to you there. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. Now, Peter says, these wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they, without a word, may be won by the conduct of their wives. Now, for all of you legalists out there who hate this saying, and that is, preach the word. Use words if necessary. Now, take it up with him. He said that, not me. Be submissive to your own husband so that even if some do not obey the word, they, without a word, without wives, without you even saying anything, do all that you do unto him. Serve him. By what you do and how you act, serve him. And he says here that without a word, that they can be won by the conduct of their husbands. Boy, I bet you we could just open up the testimony line here of how many husbands out here in this world have been saved and have come to Christ because of a godly wife who was praying for them, who didn't give up. You know, thank God they didn't give up on me. When they were praying for me, I would have been the poster child for reasons to give up. You know, we give someone a couple weeks, pray for it, we don't see a change. And let me just encourage you, but don't give up. But keep on praying. It's not up to you. It's not in your timeline. Just keep praying. Don't give up. He's going to say it a little bit here. Be vigilant in it. Now, here's the rest of this chapter, verse 24. Back again, back to Colossians chapter 3, back to verse 24. We're done in Peter. Well, I love Peter's instructions. He just hits a nail right on the head on wives and husbands. Okay, here we go. Verse 24. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. For you serve the Lord Christ. So you will receive your inheritance from the Lord, not from the attorney, not from the will. You see, your probate is in heaven. That's good news. Your inheritance is from God. I can only imagine. As a matter of fact, I can't even imagine. Nor is it entered into the hearts of men. That which God has prepared for those that love him, I can't even imagine. Romans 8:16, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if we're children, then we're heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may be glorified together. Here's another good one, a promise given by the Lord Jesus, Matthew 25:34. Then shall the king say to them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. One last promise, Revelation 21:7. He says, he who overcomes shall inherit all things. And I will be his God. He will be my son. How does that sound? Look,
God does not have to put an ad in the newspaper saying so-and-so is going to inherit all things like they had to do when my father died. They put the ad out there in the newspaper saying, are there any objections? He's not going to do that with you. You're going to inherit all things. No one can object. You're not going to inherit some things. You are going to inherit all things. If God is your daddy, if you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will inherit all things. Now that's some good news here today. Verse 25 starts with a but. That is, for everyone who is upset that God loves him. You've got an axe to grind with God because he loves you. I mean, I get these looks on your faces like I'm crazy. There's 5 billion people out here that are upset that God loves them. I'm not crazy. There's 5 billion people out here in the world that are upset that God loves them. They strung up his son on the cross for telling people that God loves them so much. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish. He died for that message. He died for that message. People aren't happy. Now, for that, and also you can read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Where he says, for this reason, that is refusing love. You're upset. You're upset that God loves you. For this reason, God will send them a strong delusion so that they will believe the lie. So, verse 25. He who does wrong, that is, he who refuses love, he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done. And there is no partiality. Now, that's no threat. It's just a promise. Payback's coming, and Paul said there's no partiality, no matter who you are. From a homeless man out on the street to Donald Trump and everyone in between, it doesn't matter who you are, God shows no partiality. We read in Galatians 6:7, he says, do not be deceived, or in Esposito vernacular, don't kid yourself. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, this shall he also reap. He who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. He who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. So he who was done wrong shall be repaid. Or everyone whose sins are not atoned for, we could say. Ultimately, he's referring to everyone who willfully disregards all that we just looked at here and said, and makes no effort to do life right or follow God's plan for humanity. 2 Thessalonians 1:6 says, it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those that trouble you, and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those that don't know God and on those that don't obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. They will be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. When he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. Remember when we started this letter, remember? He said, him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man. This is the consequences for refusing the love of God. You can receive the love of God, receive Jesus Christ. God says, your sins and lawless deeds, I will remember no more. Or the consequences. And that is payment. So that's what he's referring to. Payback. He who does wrong will be repaid. And Paul says that he prays always that God would count you worthy of this calling. The Lord Jesus said as much. Luke 21:36. He says, watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all of these things that'll come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Church, there's only one way in God's green earth for this to happen, and that is for your life to be hidden with Christ in God. That's the only way. That's our only hope. And that comes about by receiving Jesus Christ and calling on his name to be saved, leading the Holy Spirit of God to take up residence on the inside of you. That way, when God looks at you, he sees his Son. That's your only hope of being regarded as worthy to escape all these things that are going to come to pass. You know, I love this quote I just found yesterday. It says, this is from John MacArthur. He says, God treated Jesus on the cross as if he lived your life, so he could treat you as if you lived his. Man, I love that. You see, you are not held liable anymore for missing this mark. Jesus took your penalty for you when you received him. Now, the Bible declares us, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. No one understand, you are unable to do life without the Son of God and not be repaid for it. See, the wages of sin is death. My question to you is, what's your plan? What is your plan, church? That's your decision to make. Acts 17:30 says, truly, these times of ignorance God has overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he's going to judge this world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained, and he's given assurances of this by raising him up from the dead. All right, now let's move on here in chapter 4 with our few remaining minutes we have here this morning. Verse 2. We'll skip slave owners in verse 1. Let's go to verse 2. He says, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. So continue earnestly in prayer. Then we could say, being a vigilante. Charles Bronson, eat your heart out. Let's call this prayer wish. Vigilant. The King James is much more accurate here. It says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. To watch or to refrain from sleep. So two commands there. One is to continue. The other is to be a vigilante in regards to prayer. Like a vigilante, if you ever watch the movies, a vigilante is someone who takes matters in his own hands. That's what he wants you to be when it comes to prayer. Take these matters into your own hands. Always be mindful to offer up thanksgiving to God. Now, speaking of prayers, verse 3, it starts with a word, meanwhile. That is, while you're at it, pray also for us, so that God would open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, so that I might make it manifest as I ought to speak. The mystery of Christ. Now remember what a New Testament mystery is. Here's a great definition of mystery. Some sacred thing, hidden or secret, unknown to human reason, and is only known by the revelation of God. The mystery of Christ. The unknown, at least up until that time, the unknown secret that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. That mystery put the Apostle Paul in prison and cost him his head and his life. That mystery. You know, people don't want to hear that Jesus is God and that he is the gateway into heaven. That's what cost him his life, the mystery of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:19, it says, God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself, not counting, not imputing their trespasses to them. Paul was in chains due to his testimony of this mystery. First off, because he said that Jesus Christ was God. That's a deal breaker for unbelievers. Right? Haven't you guys noticed that? I mean, that's what parts company with people many times, is that right there? Jesus Christ is God. We read in 1 Timothy 3:16, it says, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit. He was seen by angels. He was preached among the Gentiles. He was believed on in the world. And he was received up into glory. Now that message got this man killed. What an evil world we live in. The message that God loves you is enough to get you killed? Secondly, he was in chains because men and women love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. John 3:20. Men and women love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. And people always want to shoot the messenger. Verse 5, walk in wisdom towards outsiders, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each one. All right, so to redeem means to buy back or to buy out of the market, like the Lord Jesus did us. He redeemed us. We could say then, to purchase from the store is what this word redeem means. Now here Paul says that you and I need to do some buying on our own. And he says you need to go out and buy some time. Redeem it. Buy it out of the slave market. Set it free. Buy it back from the slave market. Whoever out here is holding your time hostage, set it free. It's like buying minutes for a cell phone. The Holy Spirit says to you, go out and buy some time. Redeem as much as you can. That's what this word, exagorazo, means. Ex means out of, agora, like agoraphobia, fear of markets. Buy it out of the market. Redeem it. Set it free. Go out and buy as much time as you can. Why? We read in the other gospel, we read in Ephesians chapter 4, he says, because the days are evil is the reason why. The days are evil. Set it free. Buy it back. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Graceful speech. Seasoned with salt like aged beef. Let your speech always be filled with grace. The salt of holiness must always flavor our speech. Old Testament Jews used salt in their sacrifices, symbolizing purity and the preservation of that which is good. Our speech must not be corrupt. The salt of God's grace holds back corruption. A thoughtless word of criticism, a questionable remark, or an angry word, any of these can tear down in a minute whatever Christian testimonies others have tried to build up. All right, now we'll stop here. Let's go back and just consider this time for a moment. Let me ask the question, who's holding your time hostage? Look, it's not my command. It's God's command. Buy back, redeem, buy it out of the slave market all the time that you can, because the days are evil. That's Ephesians 5:15. Because today can come to an end at any day and at any minute. That's why it's wild still today to go out here and to redeem, set free, whatever time that you have that's wasted, where it's not serving any good purpose, redeem it. Now, that's what he says here. Redeem the time. Set it free. Put it to use. The last verse here in this book, verse 18, he says, this greeting is by my own hand, Apollos. Remember my chains. Remember, he wrote this while he was in prison, chained to a guard. Remember my chains. Then he says, grace be with you all. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we praise you in the house here today. Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, I pray right now for all of the families here. And first, I lift up all the husbands here. Lord, I pray that you would help the husbands, all the husbands in here and that are on the radio that are going to hear this here next week, those that are watching on YouTube, those that are on Facebook. Lord, I pray you do an awesome work in all the husbands out here. Inspire all the husbands here to spoil their wives and treat them like the queens that they deserve to be treated. We also pray for all the wives here, Lord. Bless all the wives that are watching. Help them. Help them to learn and understand how to do life from you and not from this evil world. Bless all the wives. I pray you'd answer all of their secret prayers, those that have been praying for their husbands, those that have been praying for abusive husbands. Lord, I pray that due to their conduct, that their husbands may be won. We pray your word back to you, Lord, that their husbands may be won without a word due to men and women being obedient to your word. We praise and exalt you now, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.